fuck. No. I'm like Victor Borg up here, right? Joe Strummer meets Victor Borg. Joe Strummer meets Victor Borg. I'm hot tonight, people. All right. Right. Huh?
Okay.
I like strong women. I'm very attracted to strong women. I am. I'd like to fuck that Judge Judy. You know what I mean? Get the robe and Bird be holding me down to be awesome. All right. Play something you know. Fuck you. You're having the time of your life, you little shit. All right. What am I doing? What was I playing? Oh, Children in Politics. My son is more than one. He's more than two. He's less than three. He tries to talk to me about this, about that, about his coat, about his hat, about birds, about the weather. And he's putting words together, and he's forming little phrases. You know, he's got little verbal phases, and he's challenging me. He's got his own personality. When I tell him, little boys got to pick up their toys, well, what he then said exploded my head. He said, Dad, let me get this straight. The President of the United States, from everything I heard, is arguably the most powerful position in the world. You could have knocked me over with a feather. Listen to him putting those words together. That's pretty advanced noise. All I want him to do is pick up his toys. He said, we're over in Iraq, and there's no sign of turning back. Now, aren't these people dying on both sides, pain and crying? That's a lot for a child of three, but I answer him, yes, honestly. And he said, Dad, am I out of my mind? But the weapons of mass destruction they didn't find. I said, no, son, no. WMD was a no-show. And he said, Dad, they proved that Iraq had nothing to do with the 9/11 attack. I said, oh, I can't argue with you because everything that you say is true. And then from the mouth of the littlest of boys, he said, Dad, I ain't picking up my fucking toys. I said, fine, fuck it, doesn't take a lot of brains to see in this new world chaos reigns. If you can't make sense no more, take off your diaper, take a shit on the floor. Valued, valued, valued. I said, we're getting in a sweat. What do you say we study the alphabet? He said, oh, Dad, we've been over this before. What do you say we go over it one time more? He said, Dad, you ain't no fool. Is there some kind of presidential school, some kind of test or exam to show that you're the qualified man? I mean, from everything I hear, let me see if I'm clear. People are voting him in because they want to socialize with him and a beer. Now, that's no qualification for a man to be leading a nation. What if you saw a guy from the bar emerging? Would you say, oh, he'd make a fuck of a surgeon? He's a nice guy, although no education. I'm going to let him do my wife's brain operation. Dad, I'm going to hold off on class. You can stick the alphabet up your ass. Value, value, value. So we're down at the playground, run around safe and sound. The kids are on the slides and the swings having fun falling down. They're only three or two and they fight over toys as little kids do. Tell my son he's got to share. When he comes up with this, all I can do is stare. He said, I'm an isolationist, Dad. That kid made me really fucking mad. I don't need him or NATO. God chose me, it's fate. Oh, values are tough to teach a child when the president has gone completely wild. I put my kid in his room, I lock the door. I tell my wife I can't take it no more. Values, values, values.